This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Has found its way into our lives. Yes, it's a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday. You know, we love those. Oh, yesterday was Tuesday. It felt like Monday because Monday felt like no man's day. Labor Day week is upon us and things are improving. I guess depends on how you read into improvement. Jennifer Horn improves everybody's life, as does Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and hopefully I do as well. I'm Doug Steffen. Turning now the attention toward Jennifer as she brings us a trender or two.
Well, there are lots of things trending in Washington, D.C. Day two of the Judge Kavanaugh hearings is set to get underway in just a couple of hours. Day one was pretty chaotic, kind of crazy. A lot of resisting going on by Democrats. There was a lot of noise by protesters in the room. But the opening statements section is done, even though it was a few hours late behind schedule. Day two will start today. That's where the actual questioning will begin. And also trending is this book by Bob Woodward. It's called Fear. Trump in the White House. It makes some pretty crazy claims, but Bob Woodward is a respected journalist, so maybe not so crazy claims.
Respected about, by whom?
Well, I guess by the masses. Bob Woodward, right, is, I would say,
Woodward Bernstein, he was respected. I think he's a hack now. I think he just writes books because he wants to maintain somehow or other his relevance or his definition of relevance. I'm not discounting this book. It's pretty interesting. I was watching an interview last night, as a matter of fact, with, what's his face? The old NBC. And he's not interesting. Brian, isn't it, once he's out of the limelight, huh?
Brian Williams. Who? You're talking about Brian Williams.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Bannon was on, sort of discount it as you would expect.
Interesting about this is that Woodward has been typically pretty respected in the past, but everybody that's been mentioned by name in this book has said that it's not true. John Kelly, who's the chief of staff, but James Mattis, who also a lot of people respect, said that this is fiction. Steve Bannon, who maybe not so many people respect, say that this is garbage. So, the White House is the inner circle, but also some of the people who are not in the White House, who could probably benefit from saying, yeah, sure, some of this is true, have all denied the claims in this book. So the president, of course, coming out swinging at Bob Woodward. Woodward had told the president ahead of time, there's a recorded conversation that's out, that this is going to just be a book.
What's
that's not
the recording? Do you know the recorded conversation?
It's pretty bland. It's Bob Woodward saying this is a pretty rough look at the world, at your presidency, and at you, Mr. President. And he says, well, and then I'm paraphrasing, of course. He said, well, I'm getting used to these attacks. Some of these books are good ones. Some of these are bad ones. Sounds like this will be a bad one. And that was kind of the end of it. So it wasn't anything salacious.
Hmm. Yeah. So much, is there more? This is sort of that pulp that gets a lot of attention from the news media, people who want to take shots at Trump. And so is there any substance to it? It doesn't sound like. It's just another pile-on, it sounds to me. And I'm not here to protect Trump by any stretch of the imagination, because I think some of the things he's doing are misguided, foolish, and perhaps are reflected in the results of some of the elections that took place yesterday here in Massachusetts. A young black woman who's been an activist, kind of cut out of the same mold as Barack Obama, in a manner of speaking, defeated a fellow who'd been in Congress, pretty middle-of-the-road to left-leaning Democrat named Mike Capuano, been in for 20 years. I'm not sorry to see him go. I am surprised. I don't know if surprised even is the right word for it, but it sort of is another page in that let's shake things up and the predictability that comes to news media. Oh, this is a referendum on Trump. That's why. What's one Democrat defeating another Democrat got to do with a referendum on Trump? It's a referendum on people being kind of fed up with the same old political hacksterism. Has Capuano done a good job? He's okay. He's not outstanding, but he's been okay. Kind of almost like wallpaper. This young lady, I don't believe, will be wallpaper. She reminds me, frankly, Jennifer, of the Hispanic lady who defeated, was it Sonny Bono? Was it Mary Bono? No. Who was the, remember the, and she wanted to run even for the Senate this last time around, and I can't remember her name. But
Loretta Sanchez?
Yeah. No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think
so. She doesn't shake much up. No,
she doesn't. But anyway, and Victoria, there's a lady in New York who did the same thing in a primary right a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Alexandria.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ocasio-Cortez.
Right,
she beat Joe Crowley.
And what's her story? Do you have any more instinct or feeling or the essence of what she's about?
I actually think that she, if she doesn't rely too heavily on the Bernie Sanders socialism stuff, I actually think that she could be a rising star in New York. I don't know on a national level, but definitely in New York, there's a buzz about her and people are very excited about it. So she's young, she's enthusiastic. Again, just like in Massachusetts, it's two more women that, you know, we've seen running, maybe as a result of Trump. A lot of women signed more than ever have signed up to run for office, and so it's, I think that's to me that's a more important storyline than, you know, who's. I don't know. I think to me the women running and winning in these a lot of these elections is more important than being against Trump or if or getting rid of the old guard. I think it's just the fact that more women are speaking up and running. I think that's a great thing.
Well, it is
it's
a good
getting
thing.
Rid of the old guard too. I think that the only bellwether that I've seen in these elections is that people are tired of the way things used to be. They're tired of politics as usual, and so whether they're on the right or the left, they're voting for candidates that are designed to shake things up.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the lady in New York. I know this Miss Presley is a Boss City Councilor. She's been around for I think 8 years. She's actually worked a lot with Capuano, and they were friends, to hear her tell the story anyway. I don't know, as I said, he's been more wallpaper than anything else, and this lady is an activist very much. The more I look at her as I'm reading more about her yesterday, today, she reminds me of the Barack Obama who came to the surface, not suggesting this woman might run for the presidency, but she's got the typical Elizabeth Warren stamp of approval on her, you know, that kind of stuff.
But the interesting thing that's different about her from what I've been reading is that she actually didn't, in New York, Alexandria won essentially because she was so different from Joe Crowley and really made a campaign based on how different they were. And the woman in Massachusetts, what is her, I forget her name now.
Her name is Ayanna Pressley.
Ayanna Pressley. She actually said that she and Capuano would vote the same way, which is a really interesting
strategy. I just said they were friends.
But, right. But I mean, politically, when she's campaigning against him, saying, no, we would vote the same way, but still vote for me. So that's interesting that she won.
It also represents a change in demographics and people who are interested. If you looked at the campaign aftermath last night in the various speeches, the folks in her camp are pretty much all of color, various levels, if you will, Hispanics and blacks and people who represent more of those people who have not been represented, if you use that as a gauge, and very liberal group, young women, all that. Again, the lack of representation that has been evident with a lot of the old white guys who are there gets shaken up, and there ought to be some shakeup. Whether she's not a Bernie Sanders type per se, but I'm sure that there's a Bernie Sanders element to her and to the group that supported her.
Well, that's what made Joe Crowley lose the election. You know, Alexandria Cortez is from, she's from the Bronx, she's Hispanic, and looking at Whitey McWhitester, you know, people look around going, he doesn't represent us. He doesn't know our struggles. He doesn't know what our lives are like. And he didn't even show up to some of the rallies. He sent somebody else instead. People are fed up with that kind of representation. That's not representation.
Well, I want to see who picks up the phone. When you call these offices and you want to talk to these people, I want to see who you
well, that's one thing that
get
I thought
into
was
the Washington routine.
Yeah, and we've talked about that. Like, the job ends up being more fundraising than anything else, which is just horrible. But Alexandria has been saying she is not going to be in Washington. She's going to be in her own district.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. You know, maybe that's going to be a trend. Maybe more people are going to be staying at home and not moving to Washington.
Well, it's hard to do the work if you're not there.
You've
got to be there 4 days a week and most of the time. John Kyle is going to represent the interests of John McCain. Kyle was the former senator, and the governor took the safe route. This is about as safe a choice as he could make because Kyle was pretty popular. He didn't like the elements of Washington, but he's going to be the fill-in until 2020 and will not run again. I can't imagine him running again. That's
and maybe he could even be pulled out earlier than that. They may even have a deal where he's just going to fill for a short amount of time and then someone else could be appointed. I think he'll probably make it till 2020, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of interesting because he was absent. I think the scuttlebutt started early yesterday that it would be him because he was kind of the guy that the news media described as a Sherpa for Judge Kavanaugh, and so people were surprised that he wasn't in the opening statement hearing with Judge Kavanaugh, and the reason was because he was in Arizona and was waiting for his appointment. So there you go.
Right. Yep. So, and the fact that he's not running for re-election, I think, is an important cog in the wheel. So we'll see who comes along. What happened? Was there any other stuff going on in Arizona yesterday? It seemed to me there was something else that needed attention, Jennifer, but I can't remember what it was.
That was a big story.
Yeah. All right, and the other thing politically is that Rahm Emanuel, the horror show, who's been the mayor of Chicago for enough years, I think it's 2011, he was chief of staff for Barack Obama, actually the architect of his election, according to many, and I think there's credibility to that. Worst mayor in the modern history of Chicago says he's not going to seek re-election. That's because he couldn't get elected dog catcher. He would be tossed out on his butt, and a lot of people wish he would be tossed out. He's got to be fired after the way he's handled the police. It's just a mess in Chicago. So good riddance to him.
And good luck to whomever wins, because you've got a hell of a job ahead of you.
But
something has to be done.
Yep. All right, so there's our political overview in the roundtable here. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, with now a thought on how to make your life better. People, it seems to me, I don't know what it is about dreaming, about this fixation people have of being thin. I don't know that being thin is lovely. There are always people who are on a diet. There are diet books out. There are diet pills out. The only way to be thin is to get into your body the things that help to keep you thin, and that's the protein that comes with the collagen, and collagen comes in Kallitrin. People say, wait a minute, it's like double talk. No, it really isn't. Collagen is collagen. That's the protein in your body that helps you build natural muscle. It's maintaining weight, no adverse effects. Kallitrin's all natural, the healthiest choice you could possibly choose in the weight loss game. So if you want to get on the bandwagon, lose the weight consistently and keep it off, get on the program by going to toploss.com. That's the website for Kallitrin, toploss.com. Special 10% discount when you use the DJV code. And after you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Lose the weight. Talk to a consultant at 833-TOP-LOSS. Or just buy it and get into it. Be sure to check the box that you heard about Kallitrin on the DJV show. Toploss.com. Lose the weight guaranteed or your money back. Toploss.com for Kallitrin.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When Jose met Bill, he was feeling crazy in a honky-tonk, getting cowboy drunk on a moonlit starry night.
Ooh.
Jose said, Bill,
like this.
We ought to have us a party, invite all them senoritas, and just watch that full moon shine. I'll trade you 20 margaritas for your moonshine. Like to have a party.
Trade you 20 margaritas. Sounds like it's right up your alley. I don't know what, when I say right up your alley, as I was saying that, I'm thinking, okay, well, it could be up any one of the alleys of the ladies who are here. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, margaritas, who likes to drink? This would be more like something you'd expect to hear with a little less twang from Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, than, I was thinking the same thing.
Right? John Rich, big country singer, half of the duo Big and Rich, took to Twitter to take a shot at Nike's new Just Do It campaign with Colin Kaepernick. This man, do you see all of the people who say they're going to buy stock in Nike because they support Kaepernick? This is, I can't figure out what this is.
Somebody made a joke today and said that maybe those people haven't gotten their allowance yet because Nike stock actually dumped 3% yesterday. They were
really? Okay. So, Rich taking offense at socks that Kaepernick was photographed wearing a couple of years ago during practice sessions when he was signed to the 49ers. The sock depicted cartoon pigs in police uniforms. Kaepernick released a statement at the time saying he wore them as commentary against rogue cops, quote-unquote. Rich seized on the socks as the basis for a flurry of tweets. Hey, Nike, I guess you made Kaepernick your new face of the brand because you love the way his socks look with your shoes. And there are other things. Rich is from Tennessee, operates the Redneck Riviera Bar in Nashville. Went on to tweet, when you compare police to pigs, this ends the discussion for me. It was actually a different pair of socks that caused Rich's tweets to go viral, though. He posted a photo of a pair of shredded white athletic socks, writing, our sound man just cut the Nike swoosh off his socks. Former Marine, get ready, Nike, multiply that by millions. So their stock was down, Jennifer. Even though,
yeah, 3%, and I've seen a lot of stories where people are actually, and thankfully, donating to homeless shelters so that
not
disaster goes
away.
But they're dumping their Nikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be a misfire for Nike, but we'll see how it all ends.
Look, if people, I don't agree with that. I think that people are misunderstanding the whole thing. But if people are going to donate their clothes, that's at least better than, you know.
What are they misunderstanding, Kara?
Oh, the whole reason behind the protest. It's not. It doesn't have anything to do with military. It's not against the military at all. Colin Kaepernick addressed. He asked a Green Beret before he started his protest what the most respectful way of doing it was, and that was the way that was suggested to him. So, but look, if you want to donate your clothes, that's good. That's better than people who are burning their shoes while on their feet or cutting the, you know, like, it doesn't hurt Nike at all if you cut the swoosh off your socks that you already bought. Like, that's just kind of funny to me.
Yeah, the thing that will hurt is the boycott, which was trending yesterday, and I'm behind it. I think that Colin Kaepernick's going to be a big misfire for Nike.
Well, hey, he's not the most popular guy in town. There's no question about that.
He was a suffering football player who sucked and saved his career by trying to protest something. And I think
he's managed
much
to string
ways.
It out. He's
but he's not playing.
Yeah, he's stringing it out. Get some money out of Nike.
It's funny that the campaign's about sacrificing everything when his career was already over, and now he has a Nike campaign behind him. So what has he really sacrificed?
How much money are they paying him? Anybody know? How much money they're paying this guy? Is it a dumb move or a... What's your comment on this? You want to share it with us? You can Twitter... you can tweet to us. Twitter address at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, at Doug Steffen. And also send us a comment on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. And what's our Instagram address?
At DJV Show.
At DJV Show. So
here,
same
how'd
thing.
How'd you come up with
Twitter.
That, Victoria?
Isn't that clever? Very nicely done. Yeah. DJV time is 28 past the hour.
Yes, but. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The Yes, But game is a fascinating psychological game that people play with each other when, well, essentially everything the person says before the but is a bunch of BS. Yes, I agree with you, but now I'm going to tell you what I really think. Be mindful of the Yes, But game. Be mindful of it when others are playing it with you, and be mindful of it when you are playing it with others, or even yourself. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. So making all the excuses in the world can't take away from the fact that what people observe in you, they actually see. Yes, I think it's a good idea to not judge people, but the people I judge are very deserving of my judgment. No way. Be mindful of the yes but game, because if you play it, you're merely stating your hypocrisy for all to hear. For more awareness, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is shaping up to be the hypocrisy hearing, and I will be there at every turn pointing it out.
That Senate Republican Lindsey Graham speaking about the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, which got underway yesterday with Democrats repeatedly trying to delay the proceedings.
So I hope people in the country understand this game. It's a game that I am sad to be part of.
has gotten really bad.
Democrats claim they still have not received thousands of documents concerning Kavanaugh's record in the George W. Bush White House. Tropical Storm Gordon moving farther inland and weakening now after coming ashore last night on the northern Gulf Coast. The storm's powerful winds contributing to a death in Florida, a child killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Saddle again at 34 after the hour in the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Wednesday, the 5th of September is upon us, and now the microphone passes, although we have, each of us have our own microphone. Isn't that cool? Jennifer's got her own mic. Victoria's got her own mic. Kara's got her own mic. And I have my own mic, so I don't have to send my microphone to Victoria. She's got her own. But I pass the baton to you, Victoria, for a drink.
I think Jen's is probably covered in glitter, right? I wish. It's really not, but in my mind it is. Yes.
In my mind it is, too.
Perfect.
Well, trending right now is North Carolina. A federal court concluded yesterday that even though they ruled that, the districting map, the gerrymandering map, is unconstitutional, they still have no time. They don't have enough time to redo it before the elections, the primaries in November. So it kind of is an odd situation. They've admitted that it's unconstitutional, but they don't have an alternative. So everything's going to stay the same for now. So good luck to the people in North Carolina, now knowing that that you may or may not be in a district that's unconstitutionally drawn. It's a very bizarre thing. I've never seen this happen before, ever. So it's
never.
We'll see what happens. No,
never in 100.
Have
never
you?
In 1,000.
Have you ever seen that happen?
No.
It's very. It's a weird situation.
Not that I can remember. Let's put it that way. You all know that my memory sometimes fails me, but.
You would think that there would be some sort of injunction, last-minute drawing, but they
hard.
Just said they don't have enough time. Yeah,
because you really, that's not one of those things that you can just flush it in. It is too hard. But they'll redo it. They'll redraw it. It'll be done by 2020.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is, then, wouldn't technically you be, if you are a citizen, or maybe if you're the constituent who loses, could you sue the state or could you sue the federal government? They've admitted that it's unconstitutional.
Well, the problem
doesn't it make like for a fraudulent election?
Not necessarily. It just means that you've got certain areas that are maybe over or underrepresented. I don't think it's going to make the results nil. It's not that it's going to affect the results. The results are going to be what they are. But afterwards, they'll redraw the districts. Maybe some will be eliminated, some will be bigger, some will be smaller. And this will mostly apply to statewide office and congressional races.
Political
so with congressional races, with congressional races, you're voting again in 2 years anyway. So to me, that's not too much of a huge problem. Problem because every 2 years those people are running.
Yeah. All right. Today is the International Day of Charity, originally a Hungarian civil society initiative supported by the Hungarian parliament and government in 2011. It was instituted on September 5th to commemorate the anniversary of Mother Teresa's passing. 2012, the UN General Assembly resolved to incorporate the Hungarian holiday and make it an international big deal, co-sponsored by 44 UN member states. Emphasis of the holiday placed on enhancing visibility, organizing special events, increasing solidarity, social responsibility, public support of charitable giving, etc., etc., etc. In our country, I think that we have misfired again when it comes to that sort of thing. A lot of people, there is such a tax grab, such a money grab. We're wasting and spending so much money locally, regionally, nationally. The amount of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in people's lives, too. People who get jobs working for government way too often. I was talking to a friend of mine last night who runs a particular department in the town where I live, the city where I live now. The kinds of things going on. He runs a certain department, and the city was going to try to put the two departments. The school department has the same jobs as the city does, and so instead of having two separate departments, they were going to try to put the school department workers in with the regular city workers, and the deal exploded because one group is unionized and the other isn't. In one group, the school department group, there are 70 people doing essentially what 17 people do in the non-union circumstance. And they had no interest whatsoever in joining, so the vote went down. But under the circumstances, when you understand how little those 70 people do versus how much the 17 do who are in the other department, basically covering the same square footage, the number of city buildings that are not school department buildings, about the same square footage as the school department has, and with 17 people to take care of them, and it takes 70 people to do the same thing because of the unions. And that's, you know, the kind of waste and fraud that we support with our tax dollars. I would much rather see us give money to charity and have it 100% deductible and stop, you know, with the giving of money to certain groups that politically are enhanced by support from politicians. But I'd also like to see us actually really examine what the government does, how it does it, what the personnel are responsible for who are getting paychecks, and are they doing their jobs? It's getting worse instead of better, because there's this damn entitlement feeling that people get who way too often, not always, but way too many of them who work in the public sector think that they, for whatever the reason, they deserve to get paid for doing nothing. And then they talk about when they retire early, well, I put in 32 years of service. Service doing what? And so I have a two-pronged approach here. For those of you who can't follow my thinking, I would rather take money that could be used for a charity that is well-run, and there are tons of them in this country that help people, which is what the government is supposed to do, and more often than not, it doesn't. Take charities, private entities, and have them run some of these things that are now governmentally driven. There, and then allow a complete deduction instead of, what is it now? Is it 30%? I think it is 30% of whatever you give, or maybe it's 50%, somewhere in there, that can be deducted from your taxes. So, anyway, that's my those are my 2 cents, actually maybe 3 cents when it comes to that. I think charities, if they're well run, there ought to be a fabulous incentive to help people. We are all here to help. That's our job, whether you realize it or not. You're not here alone on an island. Your job is to help. Maybe people in your family, people that you care about, maybe people you don't even know. But it's really distressing to see how much money is being flushed down the toilet by people who are entitled, when there's so much good work being done, not only in our country, but all around the world, by folks who are well-motivated. So, anyway, food for thought. Television report. Now, Jennifer's going to bring us up to date on what's on tonight, beginning of the season. I thought it was interesting. Jimmy Fallon, the star of The Tonight Show, in a generous mood. He and his wife went to a restaurant in the Hamptons for dinner. According to the restaurant manager, he picked up the tab, not for just him, but there are a couple of middle-aged couples that were adjacent to the one family where Fallon and his family were having dinner, and they were thinking about approaching Jimmy. They were debating. I overheard the conversation, he says, when I walked by them, and they were saying, should we say hello? Should we let them have dinner and give them some privacy? So they decided not to bother him. He went over to them, and he picked up the tab, $1,136 for their meal, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Nice.
And as you said, I heard him say, I appreciate the fact that you gave us privacy, and I want to thank you for that, and want to do something nice for you. The manager added that Fallon, who's a regular at the restaurant, didn't make a big deal. He also said Fallon and his wife were generous with the waitstaff as well, despite having to be walked through the kitchen due to the busier than normal dining room, because probably the rest of the people in the restaurant wouldn't have been as nice as the couple who let them have their piece. So that's kind of nice. What do we think about the late night shows these days? Fallon, and is anything changing?
You're asking the wrong group of people.
I suppose, right. None of us stay up to watch that stuff, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, it's nice to see the personality. They're just
nice
to see.
Next time he can come and pay for a meal for someone who can't afford $1,000 dinner.
I know, right?
Well, it's $250 a piece if there were four of them, too.
Yeah, that's still a lot.
Still a lot.
That's not a cheap meal.
It's a pricey joint for an Italian restaurant.
You can come and buy a sandwich or something for me. That would be great.
Right. Exactly. All right, so Jen, what's on TV tonight that's worth our attention?
Well, a couple of things of interest. Martha and Snoop are back in the kitchen. Martha and Snoop's dinner party, Stacking My Bread at 9 o'clock. And at 9:30, the episode, Spicing It Up. Don Cheadle and Sherry Shepherd will be on that episode. That's on VH1
tonight.
What
a weird combination.
9:30.
Sherry Shepherd, who is absolutely a waste of time, and
no,
Don Cheadle, who may be one of our great character actors.
I agree with you. She was a waste of time on The View, but she is hilarious as a comedic actress on Trial and Error. I'm always amazed and shocked that it's Sherry Shepherd. She's so good.
Really? Okay.
She just, you just don't want to hear her talk with her own opinions. But with a script, she's amazing.
She's complete waste of time. Well, that's good. Then that's she's found her. That's good. She's found her calling. Good for her.
All right. New tonight on Bravo, The Real Housewives of New York is new at 8 o'clock, followed by The Real Housewives of Dallas. It's a twofer. That's at 9 o'clock. Mm. Then on BET, something we didn't talk about yesterday, I don't think. The Bobby Brown story started yesterday on BET. That was part one. Today is part two. This looks at the falling apart of the marriage, because I guess the story is that Bobby Brown, when he was in jail, kicked hard drugs. And when he got out and tried to repair his marriage with Whitney Houston, who is still very much in her addiction, that didn't work out so well. So that's at 9 o'clock, part two tonight on BET. On the CW, comedians reflect on school, how it has shaped them in a Montreal Just for Laughs festival. It's called Back to School Just for Laughs, and it's at 9 o'clock on CW. Before that, there's a new episode of Burden of Proof. That's at 8 o'clock. On PBS, you can get a new episode of The Ancient Invisible Cities. That's at 9 o'clock. And on the networks, Fox has a new episode of MasterChef at 8 o'clock. America's Got Talent is new on NBC at 8 as well, followed by World of Dance at 9, and Big Brother is new on CBS at 8.
Hi, Jennifer. As long as you have that microphone, let's get to the sports desk here at 46 past the hour and focus on the USA Gymnastics team and the CEO stepping down. One would wonder why. Carrie Perry. What a great name.
Not Katy Perry. Carrie Perry.
Carrie Perry. Yes,
USA Gymnastics announced that Carrie Perry resigned Tuesday, saying that that decision is effective immediately. They said its board had started searching for an interim CEO, and it was in the process of establishing a committee to find a permanent replacement. Multiple outlets had reported that Perry was forced out after months of criticism from former Olympic athletes and even current team members. She was brought on in December to replace the CEO who resigned, if you remember, in the wake of that scandal surrounding their former team doctor, Larry Nassar. Perry's departure comes just days after the embattled organization asked another recent hire to resign. USA Gymnastics brought in a coach last week to be the women's elite development coordinator, but that move was reversed after the coach reportedly inappropriately contacted one of the survivors of sexual abuse by Nassar. The coach had also been criticized for supporting Nassar during his misconduct allegations as those came out against Larry. So she was Team Larry. The U.S. Olympic Committee CEO told reporters last week that it was time to consider making adjustments in the leadership, and that is what you're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an understatement.
Right. Hi, Victoria. Take us to Dunkin' Donuts, please.
I would love to go to Dunkin' Donuts right now. The New England Patriots fans, however, are not loving Dunkin' Donuts up in Boston in your neck of the woods, Doug. They have a nationally televised reminder of their Super Bowl loss. The Eagles are going to open the 2018 NFL season on Thursday night. And unfortunately for some, the reminder extended to their morning cup of coffee. A Boston-area Dunkin' Donuts received a shipment of Eagles cups for their coffee and actually used them to hand out coffee to their customers in the Boston area. As you can imagine with Pats fans, that did not go over well. And so the Dunkin' Donuts had to issue a statement. They said, "We appreciate our loyal customers for bringing this to our attention. We're taking steps to ensure all of our local stores are stocked with the correct cups. Go Pats." Because, of course, they had to add that in. Now, Dunkin' Donuts is actually from their headquarters. They're in Canton, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. They are Patriots backers through and through. So somebody really messed up by serving coffee in Eagles cups. And Pats fans, you don't mess with them. You just
don't. No, you don't. All right. So does anybody get the brouhaha surrounding the Beckhams being on the cover of Vogue and then pictures of them with these paint guns, people taking shots at them all over the place? I was trying to figure this out. Other than the rumors about the Beckhams breaking up, is that still...
Oh, God, that's been going on for 20 years, and they're still together.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
They're sort of modeling clothes as sort of a fashionista thing. Mm-hmm. But the reason I bring it up is because I just happened to see a bunch of comments, and that's what attracted me to it online. It's like nothing.
People love to hate them, and I don't understand it.
But it's like nothing, and they're taking shots. There's a no... I don't get it. I don't see why people are so
angry. Yeah, they're just a good-looking family that's in the fashion world, and I don't know, people just love to hate them for some reason. Yeah.
Maybe people ought to get a life. Look in the mirror, folks. How's your own life? Check that out. 10 before the hour here on the DJV Show.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let's detox the problems you're having with technology. Simplicity is applied here to our overview, thanks to Victoria Keelan's understanding and being able to pass along information that will help you without you having to go to some technical dictionary to figure out, what do I do here? Google has a new password manager. Why would that be, Victoria?
Well, Google Chrome is Google's search engine, and they have a new password manager that I think is going to come in handy for a lot of people. I am a Mac user, so I use Safari. That's their search engine, and Internet, you know, that's the gateway to the Internet. And they have a password manager that's really great. It will generate passwords for you and save them for you so you don't need to remember anything. It's excellent. Google Chrome is now doing the same thing, and this is the new, they've redesigned all of Chrome, but this is one of the big new features that people are really talking about. And essentially, what they're really trying to do is to prevent people from using the same password for everything. You would be amazed how many people still use the same password for every account that they log into. So Google Chrome wants to take that away from people and up their cybersecurity, which is so important. Currently, the only thing it can't do is if you sign into a third-party site like Netflix, where you have to sign into your own account, it won't be able to generate or remember your password for Netflix, but that will probably happen in the next update. With Safari, it does remember things like that. If I sign into Amazon or if I sign into Netflix, it will remember my password for me. So Google Chrome is probably not too far behind with that. And, you know, some security experts are still having this debate if everybody should just simply remember all of their own long passwords, which no one does, no one writes them down, no one will do it. So cybersecurity is, of course, the number one most important thing that people need to focus on during their day-to-day living, whether you're at work or you're just recreationally using the internet. And so you have got to make sure you just don't use the same password for everything, because if you get hacked once and someone gets that password, the first thing hackers do is take that password and apply it to every other account that has your name attached to it. And guess how many times they can get into those accounts because you've used the same password for everything. And that is essentially, that's the real danger. If you have it for your bank accounts and it's your Netflix password and it's all the same, hello, they're now in your bank account. So
really?
Google Chrome is really taking a big step forward for that. So if you are a Google Chrome user, then definitely start using this new feature, because I think it will really be beneficial.
All right, so there's that story. Now, let's focus on Apple making it cheaper to fix your cracked iPhone screen without voiding your warranty. I want to hear this.
The Geek Out.
Getting a cracked screen on an iPhone repaired has always been a weird thing for iPhone owners. If the phone is out of warranty, you go to a third-party shop because that's the cheapest way. But if the phone is still under warranty, but without a protection plan like AppleCare, it can be really expensive to go to an Apple store. But if you go the third-party route, technically that voids the warranty that remains on the rest of the device. Now 9to5Mac.com is reporting that Apple has worked out a deal with Simply Mac, a national chain of Apple-authorized service shops, to do iPhone screen repairs with the proper equipment provided from Apple and with the giant company's blessing. The program is due to roll out in 30 stores in coming months, and the cost of screen repairs will be consistent with an Apple store.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
All right, let's get back to the focus here. Next up is an Instagram story, Victoria.
Yes, this should also be called the financial downfall of Victoria Keelan, because that's what this is going to be. Instagram is working on a new standalone app dedicated just to shopping. Now, if you have ever been on Instagram and you have scrolled through and you've seen any of the ads for all kinds of retailers, and then you click on it and then you end up buying stuff, then you go down the rabbit hole, that's what happens to me all the time. Instagram has caught on to this and has decided to start their own app just for shopping. So all of the businesses, 25 million businesses on Instagram, you can actually follow all of them and shop right in this new app. They have not announced a date yet, but it will be out probably by the end of the year. Maybe in time for Christmas.
All right. Say goodbye to all your money then. Say goodbye to us for this hour. 59 after on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.